The FCC starts dismantling net neutrality regulations on April 23rd. That could mean when you're watching that next episode of The Crown, it could buffer endlessly, or not. No one really knows yet. We do know that access and streaming issues are already an issue for rural Americans. The Mountain West News Bureau's Allie Budner reports on what getting rid of net neutrality could mean for them.
Kate Vickery and her husband are horse people.
Looks like one of them's going to come visit.
They also work in tech, developing and designing software. So when they moved to Colorado a little over a year ago, they were looking for two things in a home: wide open space and a solid internet connection. They finally found a place here in Westcliff. It's a town of around 600 people, nestled in a pastoral valley between two snow-capped mountain ranges.
You know, you may still have a hard work day, life is still life, but at the end of the day, you walk out your front door and you've got mountains and horses and pasture and life is okay.
Life is okay here for Vickery because her internet is mostly good. We go into her home office and she points out the window.
Those little hills in the foreground over there have a wireless tower on them. So that's my connection.
But
if you're on the wrong side of the mountain where you've got the shadow of a hill in the way, then you don't have broadband access.
And that's the reality for most of the community here. So what will the end of net neutrality mean for Westcliff and other rural places that already face limited service? Predictions are all over the map. And many folks are still scratching their heads about what net neutrality means in the first place. Explainer videos have popped up all over the web, like this viral ad from Burger King of all places.
So if we want a Whopper now, we have to pay $26.
Well, that's how you get it fast. That's the highest priority.
Get it?
Whopper neutrality was repealed. They voted on it.
Whopper what?
This doesn't make any sense.
Without net neutrality, the company serving up your content, in this scenario, your hamburger, will charge more unless you pay for the fast lane.
This is a bad dream right now. I just want a burger, brother. A burger!
In the internet world, that translates into, I just want to watch The Crown. Or, I want to get online and sign up for healthcare. Caroline Fry is in the net neutrality is better for democracy camp.
What net neutrality protects is content to operate freely online.
She's with the public interest group Common Cause and says communities like Westcliff are especially vulnerable.
Rural Coloradans are already at a disadvantage when it comes to internet.
She says they rely more on the web for running their businesses, accessing education, news, healthcare, entertainment, you name it. But they often have fewer options when it comes to providers.
So there is more of a risk for ISPs, internet service providers such as Comcast or Verizon, to come in and ask them to pay for accessing content.
Or slowing down and blocking website content altogether if no one is willing to pay extra. Fry says our daily lives rely so heavily on the internet now that access is a democracy issue.
This is more than just cat videos. It's more about more than just do I watch Netflix or Hulu. This is about how do I get the resources that I need to be able to participate in our society, period. It's a very big deal.
Not true, says the net neutrality kills innovation camp. Travis Cavula oversees telecommunications for the state of Montana. He says the internet relies far too much on federal subsidies, and content providers like Netflix, Google, and Apple are getting a free ride. He'd like to see those companies picking up the tab.
It's more of a content sponsorship model of the deployment of broadband.
Right now, he says, net neutrality prohibits that sponsorship, which means there's less money for innovation and expanding rural access. He says getting rid of net neutrality changes that and is good for everyone, urban and rural alike. He's less concerned about preserving an egalitarian World Wide Web.
I raise the possibility to ask, is that really a bad thing? I mean, wouldn't your average rural consumer prefer a high-speed broadband network where certain content, albeit was preferred, over a crappy broadband network where everything is equally slow?
Maybe the answer is already in on that. According to a number of surveys, the vast majority of Americans support keeping net neutrality in place. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.